This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday that Texas and Vermont will allow certain businesses to reopen on Monday while still observing coronavirus-related precautions to prevent the spread of the virus.
Texas and Vermont will allow certain businesses to open on Monday while still requiring appropriate social distancing precautions. Montana will begin lifting restrictions on Friday. Ohio, North Dakota, and Idaho have advised non-essential businesses to prepare for a phased opening starting May 1st.
Some state governors have warned, however, that they will not act prematurely to reopen their economies until there is more testing for the virus. The state of Florida has reopened some of its beaches in the northern city of Jacksonville. Local officials have imposed strict time limits on who can be on the beaches in Jacksonville. They are also asking that people stay at least 2 meters apart and observe other precautions to prevent the spread of the virus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Saturday a recent drop in hospitalizations and other improving metrics indicated the state could be past the peak of its coronavirus crisis and on a path toward stabilizing the health care system. Cuomo's cautiously upbeat report at a daily briefing came as the daily death toll across the state dropped to 540 on April 17th, but the governor said the loss of life is still tragic.
It's not as high as it was. It's still 540 people died yesterday. 540 people, 540 families.
The 540 deaths was the lowest since April 1st. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police arrested 15 activists, including veteran politicians, a publishing tycoon, and senior lawyers, in raids on Saturday in the biggest crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement since the outbreak of mass protests last year. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Hong Kong police arrested 15 activists in raids on Saturday on charges of illegal assembly. It is the biggest crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement since the outbreak of mass protests last year. Among those detained in the swoop were prominent figures in the movement, including millionaire publishing tycoon Jimmy Lai, former legislator and barrister Margaret Ng, and Democratic Party founder Martin Lee, who said he felt relieved to be listed as a defendant as many young protesters were detained as well. Authorities in Hong Kong have arrested more than 7,800 people over their involvement in the protests, including many on rioting charges that can carry jail terms up to 10 years. It is not clear how many of them are still in custody.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. With the staggering loss of jobs in the retail sector because of virus shutdowns, a trade group is asking that furloughed employees be able to work part-time and still receive full unemployment benefits. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
The Retail Industry Leaders Association, a group that includes Home Depot, Best Buy, Walmart, and The Gap, is asking Congress to allow furloughed and laid-off retail workers to accept part-time assignments without facing a reduction in their state unemployment benefits. Meanwhile, Walmart says it plans to hire another 50,000 people to meet the surging demand for essentials, on top of 150,000 jobs already added. With people desperate for work, Walmart says it's received more than 1 million applications for the new temporary and part-time jobs. I'm Jackie Quinn.
One of the most sacred Easter symbols of the Christian Orthodox faith, the Holy Fire, arrived in the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Saturday, but the coronavirus outbreak meant only a top group of Eastern Orthodox clerics were able to receive it. In normal times, Bethlehem's manger square would be packed with thousands of pilgrims and worshipers who would pass the holy fire to each other to light their candles. This year, crowds have been banned in an attempt to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The Holy Fire ritual marks the belief that a fire appears spontaneously every year from the tomb of Jesus in Jerusalem. For more on these stories, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.